Walao eh!
The Golo Sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck? Yeah,
that's a swear word.
Yo.
Alright, welcome back to Walao, the Golo Sessions with Otto and JC. Before we continue, we just want to mention, if you have any thoughts on the songs we're playing, or the interview,
or the show itself,
Text us on 5395, or give us a call in the studio on 309-3879 for all you old school dudes who like to call people on the radio. Anyway, JC, who has come into the studio tonight?
Well, they've been in the studio before, so we would like to welcome back Club Ruby.
Hello.
Woo! Honestly, like, again, we did not plan this. We weren't supposed to have any guests tonight, but hey,
we were literally gonna just wing this whole show, and we kind of have. Like, this has been a pretty spontaneous guest appearance as well. How did this, like, you guys literally just DM'd us about like 20 minutes before we started airing?
Yeah.
So listen, we were in the middle of making our newest Lego set, which I've actually brought for you guys to see today.
Wait, did I hear that correctly? A Lego set, a Club Ruby Lego set.
Oh. It's not necessarily Club Ruby branded,
but it's
something that we've made. And actually, it's fallen apart in my bag, but we'll put it together as we go on this.
Wait, can you tell us this creation, please? Because I see lots of circles and lots of, like, is that a throne?
Yes. It took all day long to make. So it's like a Hello Kitty character on this throne. And in the end, he's supposed to spin around like this. You can hear.
Whoa.
He's a magician.
Wait, what? Wait,
all day to put together.
Can you pass it over here, please, yeah. Jade?
You just gotta be careful.
Yeah.
His hat fell off already.
It's like a dog with one ear lifted up.
Puchaco.
Yeah, his name is Puchaco.
I love Puchaco.
I used to love Hello Kitty as a kid.
Yeah, I remember when I was watching like the anime. I'm so sorry, but I have to shout that out because I was literally watching reels about My Melody.
I've seen some reels of Hello Kitty recently.
Yeah.
It was so cute.
Maybe it's time for a rewatch.
Oh my God, you guys could do a review.
Oh my God. Wait, Otto, have you ever watched Hello Kitty when you were growing up?
I had not watched Hello Kitty, actually, but I mean, I've collected a bit of merchandise over the years.
Also, this is a bit of a throwback. When I was in Canada, I saw so many Kurumi dolls. More than Hello Kitty, actually, which is insane.
That's insane. Hello Kitty's getting pushed out of the spotlight.
It's like an equal spotlight share with My Melody as well. Like, I saw like purses of My Melody combined with Kurumi.
Oh, but Kurumi's pretty cool though.
I love her hat so much. So sorry, I would love to wear that hat one day.
Yeah.
Right, so we were finishing the Lego set.
Yes.
And then we decided to celebrate with a bit of Instagram scrolling.
And then we saw y'all's post that you didn't have a guest tonight. And we said, what are the odds that we message them right now? And then Han was like, I triple dog dare you to message them right now.
I triple dog dared you.
And
here you guys are.
Exactly. But yeah, I got this for my birthday, this little Lego set. So
that just passed, right?
Yes. And on my birthday, we released our single Dear Diary.
Gosh,
to tie it all in.
I was just going to mention that. This surprise guest appearance happens at a pretty opportune time for you guys. Because you just released that single on Saturday, if I'm correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So can you tell us about this single? You know, what's it about?
So Dear Diary basically was inspired by some diary entries that I made, some thoughts that I was having, and then I kind of just... I tuned a guitar, and I was trying to do a specific tuning that I found on the internet when I googled Midwest emo tunings.
Mm.
And then I did it upside down, so I did like the wrong note first. So the bottom string almost broke, essentially, because it was so out of whack. But I came up with some cool ideas, and I started the riff of Dear Diary. Mm. The like start goes... And then I kind of just had my notebook there already. And then I was like, I guess this is what it's going to be about, which is honestly anxiety, body image issues, kind of feeling isolated because of your ethnicity or how people perceive you and your gender and things like that. So all of the above, kind of mental health and the thoughts that you can have when you're feeling a bit stressed or anxious.
Mm.
And that's Dear Diary.
I honestly love and relate to that so much, especially in the ethnicity part, because I've been having a lot of identity crises lately.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to loop that because Spotify Wrapped is coming up. So hopefully that turns up in my top 10. Fingers crossed.
Oh, I would love to have that happen.
I just want to ask, how important is journaling for you? You know, is that something that you do quite regularly?
So I have spouts where I am doing it regularly, but then when I don't do it for a while, I feel the effects where I'm like, wow, my mind is racing and I don't really know what to do right now.
Mm.
And then I remember sometimes that I could do something like write a song or journal or a bit of both, which is what it turns into half the time.
Right. Yeah. And also, when you write these types of songs, do some of the journaling emotions kind of like pour itself out into these songs, sort of?
Definitely. I think you can hear it in the delivery of my lyrics, especially. 'Cause Dear Diary is the first song where we do more of a talking, like screaming verse. I normally just sing a lot of melodies. So even when we first presented it to our guitarist, Jono, he was like, why are you just like talking the verse? Because, you know, when you make a demo, I wasn't going full out. I was like, oh, sorry, it's 11 p.m. when I was making my diary voice memo. So, but you'll understand later. And then he came around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, so do you write in your diary or you just mentioned voice memos? Is it like, ooh, like you actually like speak into your voice memos to journal?
So I'd say, again, it's a mismatch of things because I think my ADHD can't stick with one outlet for a while at a time. So I kind of just do everything. But yeah, a lot of times the voice memos might be melody ideas that I come up with in my head as I'm like walking around. But if I'm at the journal and my guitar's nearby and I'm more at a home setting, then it might come out in a journal or a drawing or something that inspires something else. Yeah, it's all quite meshed up.
I think that's pretty cool though, because when you mentioned drawing, I was like immediately thinking, do you visualize what you want to write about immediately in your head, and then you start jotting it down? Like, for example, like an image of whatever that pops up in your head first or whatever.
I'd say if I'm just wanting to draw something, it might be because I've seen something earlier in that day and then I kind of mishmash it all together in a bunch of doodles or something that represents my day. So it could be a different style of journal entry. I drew some ducks that I saw at the pond, and then I might scribble out some thoughts that I've had. And then I like collages, actually. So ooh, collages of a bunch of different mediums often come out. What would you say, Han, that you observe?
I saw you vlog yourself once.
Oh, yeah.
Vlogger Jade? What?
We'll see. I'm like, does President Ruby make a separate channel? I have too many ideas, though. So we can't get started on that.
That's crazy. Do you have anything to add, Otto?
Well, actually, I just wanted to ask, is there a different sort of process you go through when you're journaling compared to when you're writing songs? Or does it have a different sort of feel to it?
I think recently, often when I journal, I have a lot of jumbled thoughts, so it's not quite clear. I'd say songwriting might have a clearer topic already, which is what inspired me to start writing the melody and lyrics. I usually get some melody and lyrics running through my head. But when I'm journaling, I think it's much less clear at the start, actually. I think that's when I need to start making bullet points and actually making it look more nice and neat so it can make sense once I've visualized it and dumped everything out on the page. But yeah, songwriting is more of like a streamlined thing. Maybe I'm more bullet pointing journaling to get started and make it more, yeah, clear in my head. Yeah. If that makes sense.
Right.
All right, so how about we play that track for everybody to hear?
Let's go.
All right, everyone, this is Dear Diary by Club Ruby, which was released just this Saturday. All right, hope you'll enjoy. Right, and that was Dear Diary by Club Ruby. All right, guys, would you like to, do you have anything to tell us, a little more to tell us about that track? Now that we've, though everyone has heard it.
Yes, I reckon I had some revelations. So, for example, with this track, I actually do have a lot of visuals that have come to me since writing it. I kind of usually have some kind of music video going on in my head with most of my tracks. So if we could make music videos, we would for every single one. But this one, for the chorus, which is actually just an instrumental, like a guitar instrumental with the riff. We had our guitarist and some of our friends be like, oh, why is there not a chorus in there? Like, why? Like, we need something that's really catchy. And I was like, no, but it's really the guitar riff that's the chorus, because for me, it's the story and the visuals going on in my mind. It's like when I'm trying to journal, and these are the times that I can't or I can't get myself to because it's so jumbled that I can't even seem to know where to start expressing it. So then finally at the end, during kind of the bridge or the outro, when I say like, "Dear Diary, full of anxiety," that's when I'm like finally releasing, like finally I've expressed it, I've been able to journal it or write a song or something like that. So yeah.
So basically, from what I'm hearing as well, when I heard that song for the first time live, like, it just sounded very more, it sounded more, like, emotional to me. As the song progresses, you can hear the thoughts more clearer and clearer, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed that so much, especially like how your thoughts are coming together at the very end, pretty much. So
yeah, and that's how it goes, right? Mm. Like, I feel like you get into a bad thought loop or something, and then you have no idea how to express it. You have no idea what's going on. You try different things, like during the bridge, is gamify my life. I'll try some different techniques to, like, make me feel better, but maybe none of them will work anyways. And then at the end, finally, you're able to express it in a way that lets you move past the emotion and finally, yeah, feel it and then release it in some capacity.
Were you guys trying to do anything different stylistically with the song? Because at the beginning, you know, I heard a little bit of different time signatures and, you know, some riffs that maybe you wouldn't normally hear in pop punk before you kind of get into, like, the sort of style of pop punk that you usually do. So is there anything you guys were trying to do differently with this track? Or
I think by the time we wrote Dear Diary, we were aiming to get more heavier, like more metally and grungy and darker, the riffs.
I think for the progression of the band and me feeling more confident in myself, my abilities to be a front person and really belt out and express myself in these ways, I think we wanted the music to support that and for me to feel like this needs me to, like, at least be belting at the top of my lungs on top of it. So I did, you know. And also, we were listening to a lot of Origami Angel. And they do a lot of different feel changes in their songs that are quite inspiring. It really makes us be like, we can do any kind of genre or mismatch anything to fit the Club Ruby vibe, if that's how we're feeling.
Do you want to go, Otto?
No, JC, if you have anything to add, please.
I wanted to, like, just ask something as well, is why now? Why start that, like, different sound now compared to that different sound that you guys did before? Why now?
I reckon it's just the journey that we've been on, because even before we discovered the sound of the first EP, I'd say it was a bit different. I was honestly quite folky when I first came to New Zealand, when I was studying and trying to make a band form and find my sound, really. And I think this band has been the catalyst into figuring out that I can just do indie rock or do pop punk or sounds like all of the early 2000s bands where I didn't hear myself represented at all, but I loved all, like, Weezer and Fall Out Boy and My Chemical Romance and Radiohead and all these bands. And I eventually realized, wait a minute, all of the music I'm listening to, I'm not really represented in any capacity. So why can't I break into that? But I don't think I allowed myself to until I felt the confidence to express these types of feelings as well. I realized that emotions and genres kind of go together in many ways. And when I realized that, at least back in the day, women were more confined to doing acoustic music, that really means you can only express, like, sadness and sorrow. And I feel like if you do that to yourself, then you're repressing emotions, you know? And that's going to bite you in the butt later.
So would you say that maybe you're getting more in touch with your emotions, like, as you progress through your musical journey and your journey with Club Ruby?
I think in accepting my emotions 100%. I think it's been the way, like, I've accepted that I can be sad a bit more. I can cry and that's okay. But I think now I'm trying to accept that I can be mad as well and that it's okay. Because, you know, it's a scary thing to be mad sometimes.
Right.
And feel out of control. So I think often I would repress that. But it doesn't do good for your mental health to not express it, so you're allowed to, if you're an Asian woman especially, but you know, everybody.
No, and like honestly, that's totally valid as well, because nowadays mental health is such an important thing. Like, for example, like when you said that you didn't see yourself doing that type of music, that kind of got to me, because as like a Southeast Asian artist here in Aotearoa, you want to feel represented, right? And can I just say this? I want to say, like, thank you for starting that little pioneering aspect of doing that to represent, like, Asians, like, Southeast Asians in, like, punk pop or, and, like, Y2K rock.
Yeah. I mean, we need it.
Yeah. So, like, again, thank you. And I just wanted to say that.
So another question I had is, do you have any plans for this release? Is it going to be part of a possible upcoming EP, a full length, or is it just going to be a standalone single by itself?
I believe there is talks of an EP.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, just I can't say too much right now.
That's totally fine.
But you heard it here first, folks. Possible EP by Club Ruby coming up in the future.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Well, that was Dear Diary by Club Ruby with Club Ruby themselves in the house with us.
Okay. And before we go as well, I wanted to plug this in. They do have an event coming up in November. So can you please tell us the festival that you're about to perform in? Is it a festival? It is a festival, right?
Yes.
It's called Forage Fest. And like, where is it again? It's in K Road, isn't it?
It's at the Basement Theater.
Yes. Can you tell us about that experience? Or like, are you guys ready to perform at a festival of that capacity?
Definitely. We haven't played a festival like this before. I would say we played the FIFA Fan Festival.
That's what,
yeah, which is a festival. But this is like a lineup with a lot of cool people, a lot of our friends as well. So yeah. ADV's putting it on. So I think they're gonna headline, I believe.
Wait, I'm gonna double check that real quick.
Let's double check.
Headline. Who is that? Wait. I'm looking at your post, but like the more information is available in their social media and Instagram.
Yeah, so it'll be happening from the 21st to the 23rd of November at Basement Theater. So yeah, make sure you guys head down to that.
And it's free.
Yes, it's free. So if you look up Forage Fest on, I think it's iTicket. But also, if you go to @ClubRubySucks on Instagram, it's the link in our bio. But if you register, because it is limited capacity, Basement Theater is not a huge space. So definitely get in now while you can.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. 21st to 23rd of November, Forage Fest at Q Theater.
And we are back with the with Valau, the Gulo Sessions of Otto and JC. So to wrap things up with Club Ruby, this is a little impromptu artist to artist moment, because I always forget I have a lot of things to do with like in music industry, especially me being an independent artist as well. The only question, well, maybe two, the only question I wanted to ask is, for someone who's wanting to get themselves out there into the music scene, describe how you first started and how you see yourself progressing up there.
So I'd say for me personally, obviously I studied at uni. So I think that is a really good place to bounce off of or start. But I think anything to get yourself into some kind of community of learners who are passionate about what you are as well, like some kind of lessons even. There's a lot of people that do band lessons if you're trying to make a rock band, or even DJ lessons or production kind of thing. And that could even get started by getting coffees with people. At uni, our professor was always telling us to go get coffees with anybody we could think of that could be helpful or just inspiring along our journey. And I figured out early on when I would get into a rut that if I just got a coffee with somebody, I could basically tell them that I'm in a rut or what I'm overthinking. And if they have more experience than me in any capacity, they can at least ease my worries or give me encouragement that I needed to keep going. So I think that's how you kind of build your network in the first place as well. So I'd say getting into community gets you writing, finding your sound, things like that. Once you've kind of found your sound, then you can start getting coffees with people that know a bit more about the industry, so you can wrap your head around release strategies and things like that. And then, yeah, just try it. I think we collaborated with a lot of different students, like in different schools as well. At SAE, we had people making music videos for us. I would message random photographers that would be going to gigs and things to get them to do photos for us when they're wanting to build a portfolio as well. Artists really fund so many types of creatives. Like, we have to work with photographers, videographers, PR people, and things like that. So your job as well is to be good at communicating and being social with people, because you need, at least me, I need all the help I can get. So making those connections, I think, is key to keep going. What would you say, Han?
I would just agree with that.
Honestly, that to me, I would take that to heart as well. So hopefully in the future, potentially a coffee with you guys would be in the works.
Of course. Like, that's how we kind of got our first single release off the ground. So I got a random brainstorm because I like doing fine arts as well. I had seen Liam around BFM kind of doing their thing. And then I heard that they started a zine, Spec Comics. And then I thought to myself, I don't want my release to be only my release, because then the more releases possible, like, the more traction it might get. So I thought, okay, we could collaborate on that, releasing a Spec Comic issue as well as having a single release. And then Pink Plates, the other band, could also have a single release, and we'll have three releases at a time. I feel like the more collabs, the better. Even in different genres is what I'm trying to explore at the moment.
Which I'm really excited to hear in the near future as well.
Yes.
Well, again, thank you guys so much for that. That's all I have to say. So, again, future collab of JC and Club Ruby.
Stay tuned, everybody.